Okay, and welcome back. Time to spend an hour with David John Oates and Reverse Speech. It's inarguable that something is going on here when all the syllables are there, absolutely correct, from front to back and back to front. You can't argue it. Something's going on. From that point, it's kind of up to you to make the decision. But it's real, and it's no accident. And the odds against this happening are incalculable. Forget it. Doesn't happen. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm still here, sir. Doing my best. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a lot to hear. Well, I'm down in Christmas Valley, Oregon this evening.
You're up in Christmas Valley, Oregon, where it's cold.
Christmas Valley, Oregon. Yes,
it snowed there yesterday.
Yes, it did. You're absolutely right. Yes, it did snow yesterday. Yes, when Jeff kind of picked me up at the airport, we drove back through some quite thick snow, so that was good fun. I always enjoy snow.
Are there any trees around there, or is it high desert?
High desert. Yep. No trees. High desert.
Got to have trees.
Yeah, I understand. Yep. Anyway, that's all right. It's nice fun out to the middle of nowhere. Nice and isolated.
Yeah. Now, you're going to appear in Portland here.
Look, I already have. I appeared in Portland on Saturday night. It was a great lecture.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh, good.
It's up on YouTube. Up on YouTube. So go to my YouTube channel. Also, you can see it on my website, reversespeech.com.
You have a nice turnout?
About 20, average. No.
We had, when you were here, we had 60.
Yeah, I know we did. That was a great lecture. Yeah. Yeah, so... slightly different bent in this lecture. I cover some of the spiritual aspects of reverse speech, due to a lot of requests for it. So if you want to see a different style of lecture, go to my website, reversespeech.com, and click under the link.
Very good. All right. Things continue to decline and deteriorate here, and so let's. What do you have for us this week?
Well, we'll start off with the Florida shooting. Here's a live clip of the shooting actually taking place.
Oh my God!
So I guess reversal occurred on the "Oh my God" that says "Don't gamble."
In other words, he's worried about escaping. And he's not clear about what to do, and go out through the door, or is that too big of a gamble, or whatever?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, don't gamble. Be careful what you do, okay? So he's thinking, what do I do next?
That's a pretty horrific recording. I hadn't heard that.
I'm sorry, you...
It's a horrific recording. I had not heard it.
I think it's probably occurs on the "Oh my God," but just here's the reversal. Don't gamble. And the forward.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. Gee, you wouldn't think "Oh my God" reversed to "Don't gamble," would you? See, he's live at the moment.
That's right. The sound of the gunfire though is pretty horrible. Yeah, I still haven't seen anyone explain how he got the gun in there. How the woman said that she was with him when other gunshots were being fired at a different location in the building, that eyewitness who was standing with him. And then when she asked him, I figured you'd do that, because he had been a very troubled kid. She'd known him since middle school. And he said, huh? What? He didn't know what the hell she was talking about. Why would you say that? Like, huh? Anyway, it's an MK Ultra thing, in all likelihood. The fire alarms use signals. The kid was about to inherit $800,000 from his dead mother.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. So what's the motive?
I don't know. He hasn't spoken. I look for audio him.
I'll bet you it'll be a very... robotic, strange, if we can get any, unless he hangs himself in his cell. Although, remember, he admitted he's Jewish. right before the event. And that's probably why he's still alive.
Huh. Interesting. Hmm. Okay. All right. All right. So here we have one on Trump, on his address to the nation. So here's the forwards.
Today we mourn for all of those who lost their lives. We comfort the grieving and the wounded.
And he says howl, as in H-O-W-L, like a wolf howl. Howl their soul, serve the law.
Howl their soul, serve the law.
Howl their soul, serve the law.
You hear that one there, Jeff?
Yeah. One more time.
Okay, here we go.
Howl their soul, serve the law.
One more time, please.
Okay, here we go. Howl their soul, serve the law.
Howl their soul, serve the law.
Now, I don't think I'm right, but I'm going to ask, since you're there, are you sure, are you bought and sold on that H?
No, I'm not.
Could that be an N? Could that be an N? Now their soul serves the law.
Okay. Well, Jeff actually queried the H on this one. So you're not the first one to query it. Okay, all right.
See, now it makes sense. Now it's like a post-mortem. Now their soul serves the law.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, it makes more sense that way, but howl, I don't know what the hell that would mean.
No, I just thought, you know, they were crying. The relatives were crying.
Yeah. Either way.
So anyway, there you go. All right, here's another one on Trump. Also on his address to the nation. There we go.
To law enforcement, first responders, and teachers who responded so bravely in the face of danger, we thank you for your courage.
And here he says, never safe in the hill.
Never safe in the hill.
Never safe in the hill.
You hear that one?
Never safe in the hill.
Yeah.
Never
What's he talking about? Is that a larger statement about... Capitol Hill is so corrupt, you're never safe in the hill.
Yeah, on a hill. It could very well be. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's something about those post-tragedy statements by Trump or any other president. They don't write them. They just read them. They never sound from the heart. They try to make it sound like it's, but they just sound phony. Make up their own statement and just say something short.
All right, well, this reversal shows how funny it is. Here he is, he's talking to Florida's governor.
I spoke with Governor Scott to convey our deepest sympathies to the people of Florida and our determination to assist in any way that we can.
But backwards, he says, make you a deal, win it.
You were there, win it.
Yeah, so he's thinking about other things. You know, he's not on the shooting. He's thinking, oh, you know, he's got some other.
How are we going to use this? He's talking about using it politically somehow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you know,
these are political events. They're tragedies, but they're political events.
Yeah. Right. And then we have another reversal. I obviously missed off. There's one last reversal
shooting.
There's a shooting. Here we go. Here's a forward.
It is not enough to simply take actions that make us feel like we are making a difference. We must actually make that difference.
And this one says, you'll miss the fun.
You'll miss the fun.
What a strange reversal.
Another weird one.
Yeah, I found these ones. These ones I found. So I don't know. They certainly don't show compassion. That's all
no.
I can say.
No, good. Yeah, that's right.
All right. So here we have the main reversals for the evening, although that was a pretty important batch, the shooting. Oh, let's do some more on seeing we're on Trump. We might as well continue with Trump. Here's another one. Here's Trump meeting with first responders about the shooting. So here we go.
You know, when you're behind him, I can tell you that, Marco. I spent a lot of time with Marco. He's behind you 100%.
You know, that audio is a bit faint. We'll see how we go. Combat, he does become a gun. That's interesting. I was thinking about the shooter. Combat.
Yeah, right.
Combat.
Right.
Well, he does become a gun, you know. He was.
Right. Right. It's congruent, right?
Yeah, quite sure. Congruent. Yeah. All right, okay. So, next one along is also on the shooting. Here we go. And here he says, "Relax, America." That relax is a bit faint, but it is there. It's under the whirl of cameras. He's sending a nice reassuring message, is what he's doing. Telling America to relax, be calm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's talking about Russia interfering in the election.
Honestly, it's the thing they did best. They did a rotten job of running. But to convince people about this hoax, that was probably the thing that they did best.
I don't know who he's talking about, the hoax of Russia interfering in the election. And he says, sad they get the myth. Yeah, they're believing this hoax.
Sad they believe the lies, the BS. It's a myth, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. And here he is again.
Honestly, it's the thing they did best. They did a rotten job of running.
Oh, it's the same forwards and backwards. Squash it.
Squash it.
Oh, that's clear too.
Squash it.
So we've got two reversals. The first one says, sad they believe the myth. Here's that one again. Okay, so here's sad they believe the myth. Here's a reversal.
Sad
they get the myth. And squash it. Let's play that one again. Yeah, talking about the myth that Trump was involved in election meddling. You know, sad they get the myth, they're believing the lie, and
right.
Squash it. Try to suppress it. Suppress is the wrong word. I can't think of the right word now. Try to stop them believing the lie is the only way I can say that.
Yeah, it works.
And here we have Bernie Sanders. I think I played this last week, but it's a good one, so I'm going to play it again.
According to his own CIA...
Sorry, I didn't mean to press the play button. This is Bernie Sanders bashing the State of the Union, saying that Russia interfered with the election. So here's the forwards.
And according to his own CIA director, will likely interfere in the 2018 midterm elections that we will be holding. How do you not talk about that unless perhaps you have a very special relationship with Mr. Putin?
And it says, in this lie, Putin.
In this lie, Putin.
That's clear.
In this lie, Putin.
Wow.
In this lie, Putin.
See, what are the odds of getting Putin forwards and Putin backwards, okay? In this lie, Putin. Well, he's just saying, you know, Putin's not telling the whole truth in this, you know.
I guess what we're looking at here, it's pretty obvious at this time that Hillary is not going to be held accountable for anything. Even if she were to drive through a troop of Girl Scouts and mow them all down, she wouldn't be held accountable. She's going to run again. I'm telling you, so is Bernie. It's going to be a laugh. It's going to be another sideshow. Another circus, another carnival act, and the orange man is going to stand his ground. It's just going to be gross. But I guess we're going to have to try and laugh at it. That's all we can do. We got to try and laugh. Hillary is not sounding in any way, shape, or form like someone who is going away.
Yeah, she's certainly not, is she? She's still around. All right, here's Biden calling Trump a joke.
The president has some difficulty with precision.
That is one of the most subtle things I've ever heard you say.
And one of the things that I would worry about if I were his lawyer is him saying something that was just simply not true without him even planning to be disingenuous.
Do you think he has that little control over whether he tells the truth or not?
Huh. He'll miss it so is the reversal.
He'll miss it so.
Huh.
He'll miss it so.
I guess.
He'll miss it so.
He's, Biden is hinting about running, too. So you're going to have, Biden, wow. Hillary, Bernie.
Well, who else is there? Who else is there? There's no one else in the Democratic Party.
No, they have nothing. No.
They've got nothing to draw on. I know. It's, wow. Well, we'll know next year. Geez, it's going to come around that quick, you know.
That quick.
Next year already.
Yeah. They can't wait. As soon as the holidays are over, it'll be on and on and on. Never stop. Off to the races one more time.
Wow. All right. Okay.
Watch. Bernie's not going. No, Bernie will be back.
Wow.
None of them have said they're not good. None of them have said they're not going to run.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Point of fact, they've been surprisingly quiet. I guess they're all planning out their moves, I would imagine.
They are.
Yes, indeed. All right, here's McMaster's talking about Iran. Iran nukes is what the headline says. So let's just play the forwards.
And so I think the United States, other nations have to take action, not just based on this very narrow and flawed nuclear agreement.
And no Iran?
No Iran.
Huh.
No Iran. No Iran.
I guess he's saying no Iran. No to Iran. You know, we don't want Iran. You know, the agreement's no good. You know, it's a congruent reversal.
Right.
And here we have another one talking about Iran.
So the president has been very strong in his support for the Iranian people and their rights to express themselves. And I think what's most important now is for the whole world to tell Iran that they have to respect the rights of their citizens.
Gosh, maybe they ought to tell the Israelis that, huh?
Maybe so.
Nah, we don't want to do that.
This one says, so give them this license. What does he mean by that? So give them this license.
Snooping them this license.
Huh.
That's permission.
Yeah, right. So they're not going to be tough.
No.
Huh. Well, that's disappointing. Wow. I want to play the forwards again on that. I want to hear exactly what he's saying. So here's the forwards.
So the president has been very strong in his support for the Iranian people and their rights to express themselves. And I think what's most important now is for the whole world to tell Iran that they have to respect the rights of their citizens.
Okay, so give the people license to express their opinions. So
there you
give
go.
Them license. That makes sense.
License.
Yeah, right.
Still give them this license.
Okay.
Still give them this license.
So it's a congruent reversal.
And I hope all of you hear that every syllable is there. Every syllable is correct. It's a phrase. It's a simple phrase. No arguing it. It's there.
Yeah, right. Right, same as Iran. I mean, that was clear as day, that one.
Right. The big thing is interpretation. You have to decide for yourself what you hear and what you think it means. We're just projecting as best as we can. David's the pro. I'm just here to contribute when I can. Go ahead.
Yep. And here we have McMaster talking about North Korea with the same theme in reverse speech that we've seen every time someone from the administration talks about North Korea. Here's the forwards.
China recognizes that this is a problem really between North Korea and the whole world, including a problem between North Korea and China.
And simply, we nuke it.
We nuke it.
We nuke it. We nuke it.
God.
Every How many times have we heard the word nuke come up in reference to North Korea?
Oh, they've made their decision, David. It's just no, there's no question.
Yeah, they already have. It's just a matter of when, I think.
Now, that's not to say that something couldn't come up between now and attack day that would change it. But as of right now, reverse speech, I think I can speak for David, says and has said unequivocally, Trump and his generals and the Pentagram are going to attack North Korea, probably by way of some kind of a false flag trigger.
Hmm. I would say so. Look, it's just been over and over and over again.
Nonstop.
North Korea is not in any other political arena.
No.
It's just on North Korea.
Right.
Just an observation, folks. All right. Here's McMaster talking about Russian propaganda. Ms. Thorns?
Yes, of course. And the president's been on the record on that as well.
Okay. What do we do?
Well, what we have to do is come up with a way to deal with this very sophisticated strategy, this new kind of threat that Russia has really perfected in a lot of ways, and that's the use of disinformation and propaganda. And
oh, interesting reversal. The way to deal with Obama.
The way to deal with Obama.
The way to deal with Obama.
Ah.
The way to deal with Obama.
Use Russian manipulation and propaganda against Obama. Listen to the frauds again. Listen to the frauds again.
Yes, of course. And the president's been on the record on that as well.
Okay. What do we do?
Well, what we have to do is come up with a way to deal with this very sophisticated strategy, this new kind of threat that Russia has really perfected in a lot of ways, and that's the use of disinformation and propaganda.
See. The way to deal with Obama.
The way to deal with Obama.
The way to deal with Obama.
Yeah.
We don't need to go through, Jeff. I've only got a few reversals for tonight.
Yeah, so. Very good. All right, we'll take a break. Yeah, these are very good. And Trump broke with McMaster. And he keeps breaking with these key people that he's hired and appointed. If he doesn't like them, he could fire them.
Yeah,
but he can't do it, or they won't let him. One or the other. Okay, back with more with David John Oates in just a couple minutes. Okay, and welcome back. We are with David John Oates and listening to some new speech reversals. Very good stuff. Okay, David, go ahead.
All right, here's Netanyahu warning the world about Iran.
They're trying to do the same thing with Shiite militias in Iraq. Same thing now in Syria. They want to import tens and tens of thousands of Shiites.
And he says, are we in?
Are we in? Are we in?
Are we in what? It's not sure. Are we in the program? Or, doesn't say, are we in what? All right, maybe the next one can answer that question.
They're trying to do the same thing with Shiite militias in Iraq.
Oh, it's the same, forwards.
Uh-huh.
All right, this is, we'll send them the Daesh unit. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Dice unit.
Which is another branch of terrorism.
I guess dice unit. I've never heard that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I asked Naomi what it was, and she said it's another terrorist branch like ISIS and ISIS, who are the others?
Al-Nusra, there's so many. Go ahead.
Anyway, so I don't know, are they involved in manipulating terrorist units? That's what they're in for? I don't know.
We're the people who are involved with manipulating terror units, funding them, creating them, backing them, giving them strategic information, is the United States and its master, the Zionist State of Israel.
Well, that's certainly what the reversals are saying.
Precisely.
That's what, these are therefore two very damning reversals.
Yes, sir. Play it again. That's a good one. See, anything that comes out of Netanyahu's mouth is suspect on its face immediately.
Right. Okay, so here's the forwards.
They're trying to do the same thing with Shiite militias in Iraq. Same thing now in Syria. They want to import tens and tens of thousands of Shiites.
Okay, first one is, are we in?
Are we in?
Are we in?
And then he says, we'll send them DICE unit. Clear as day.
I've never heard that expression, but that's what he's saying.
Yeah, well, that's what I was told. So, yeah. I mean, I'd never heard it either, but I heard the reversal. I made him message to him. He said, what's DICE? And she said, it's another terrorist group. So there you go. In which case, then they're involved in financing and manipulating and in terrorist organizations.
Right.
Is exactly what the reversal implies. Right. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty intense stuff.
Yep. Sure is.
All right. Here is Pelosi talking about immigration.
We were very close, really, to getting the domestic, the caps, the caps argument. What are the caps for domestic? The caps discussion. We were very close to a solution, and then they just decided they were going down this other path on the Dreamers.
And he says, I make a senator spy.
I make a senator spy.
Yeah. Wonder what she means by that.
Well, she's spying for somebody.
Yeah,
she's talking about herself.
Yeah, or spying on the Senate.
Spying on the whole immigration DACA program for whomever, for the left-wing Democratic leadership, for the Democratic National Committee, for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I don't know. But, yeah, they're all just disgusting.
These are some rather damning reversals tonight, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, okay. Is she talking about sanctuary cities helping law enforcement?
People don't understand. The one problem, I think, with the current occupant of the White House, they don't understand that sanctuary cities is what helps law enforcement.
Oh, God, she's really nuts. She's slipping into dementia, the woman.
Yeah, well, see, the reversal's a bit incongruent because she says, the hell with that.
The hell with that.
So she's contradicting herself backwards.
She's just toast. She should get the hell out and go home. Go play with her money.
80?
Close to it. Yeah.
She's been around for a long, long time. Well, I'm trying to let the younger generation come in, I reckon.
Well, this whole thing of career politicians here is one of the reasons we'll never make progress. Term limits, one term, sit out, come back, try for a second term. That's all.
Yeah.
Keep rotating it, get fresh blood, new ideas. They're all controlled. They're all co-opted. Everybody knows it.
Yep. All right, here's a miscellaneous reversal. The headline says, a racist man insults interracial couple. Okay, this will be interesting. Here we go forward.
Wow. Y'all together, like in an intimate relationship?
Yeah.
Really?
What's up?
You couldn't find no black woman? Like, you have to go that low to the lowest rung of humanity? If they're even humans, it's arguably that they're even humans. Like, are you that weak?
Wow.
Are you that weak?
Wow. And backwards, you missed the fight. Wow.
Here's the fight.
Wow. Here's the fight.
It's a clear reversal, but you'd have to get more of the context to know what it means. The reversal itself is quite clear. Can you hear that okay, Jeff?
Sure. Yeah. Got it.
But without knowing more of the context, here's a reversal anyway, folks. You missed the fight. Wow.
And it's this fight.
Wow.
Clear as day.
And it's this fight.
Wow. And again.
And it's this fight.
Wow. Anyway, just a little miscellaneous reversal to throw in for the mix. All right, let's have a look. Here we have Sarah Sanders on defense spending.
Defense spending will match the request made by the Pentagon and will reflect what the president signed into law with the National Defense Authorization Act.
It'll shine at the wall.
It'll shine at the wall.
I'll be bothered.
It'll shine at the wall.
Anything to do with the war on Mexico or any...
I think she said wall, didn't she?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Wall, W-A-L-L. Yes. Sorry, it's my accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, wall, W-A-L-L. I don't know. Anything to do with the border wall?
I know about, yeah. You have to be.
Let's play the Fords again.
Defense spending will match the request made by the Pentagon and will reflect what the president signed into law with the National Defense Authorization Act.
And it'll shine at the wall.
It'll shine at the wall.
It'll shine at the wall.
So what's she talking about? That the money that the Defense Authorization Act is supposed to fork over for the wall, that it will shine in doing so. In other words, we're going to get that wall or part of it started. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, that's what she's saying. Yeah, that's what she's saying. Mm-hmm. They're gonna pull funds from anywhere, and they've got to get that wall going. Because Mexico, as we saw in another reversal on Trump, I'll play it again for those of you who don't know the one I'm talking about. This is when Trump's talking about getting Mexico pay for the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get my... Portland lecture up, because that's where the verse is. No, I can't see it. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't find it. Top of my head. Oh, hang on. Well, it'll be here. It'll be here. This is the where he says in reverse, they will not deal with us. And, where is it? I've got it here somewhere. And if I don't have it in order, it does. Here we go. Right. So here's the famous wall reversal.
What's the difference? I want to get the wall started. I don't want to wait a year and a half until I make my deal with Mexico. So, and we probably will have a deal sooner than that. And by the way, Mexico has been so nice.
And they will not deal with us. Classic reversal. So Mexico's not going to deal with us, but what they're going to do is get funding from everywhere, as Sarah Sanders says. I'll shine at the wall.
It'll shine at the wall.
It'll shine at the wall.
It'll shine at the wall. It'll
shine at the wall. Yeah, they're all making sense, aren't they? They're all weaving together to make a nice little picture.
Right.
Whereas, how can Washington be so corrupt? Unbelievable stuff. Just unbelievable to me. I guess Australian politics is the same. It just doesn't get talked about much.
So. Well, the sad thing about Australia, when I think about all this, is what's happened there. The refugees, for one thing. But more than that, when the Australians allowed their guns to be taken, everything changed. And what do you have to say to Americans who are now facing, once again, another contrived shooting event, slaughtering Americans in order to try to have the Second Amendment essentially destroyed?
Right.
What would you recommend to Americans? You've got to keep... I mean, if you said, keep your guns or die, that's about what you ought to say. I'm not telling you what to say, but that's what it means. Give up our guns, and that's it. We are completely under control.
Yeah, you are.
You saw what happened there.
Oh, yeah.
You're right there.
Absolutely. Actually, point of fact, I inquired about getting a gun license in Australia recently. My God, you would have thought I'd asked to arm myself with nuclear weapons.
Yeah, right. Of course.
doesn't happen.
Oh, man.
I get it. All right, here we have Sarah Sanders again.
As I just said, I'm not sure why this is complicated. We've addressed it quite a few times in many circumstances. As has always been the policy at the White House, we don't discuss security clearances one way or the other.
Okay, this reversal, Jeff and I, I'm denied whether to go with this one or not. I finally decided to go with it and let people make up their own mind. I'm hearing it's hard to view political Marxist, but the word political has got a strange little glitch to it. So anyway, let me play it and see what you think. It's hard to view political Marxist.
It's hard to view political Marxist.
It's hard to view political Marxist.
Strange.
It's hard to view political Marxist.
Yeah,
what do you have? What do you have?
It's hard to view political Marxist.
I think it's there.
Yeah, I think it's there too. Yeah, it's just got a strange little glitch in it. I'll play it again. It's hard to view political Marxist.
It's hard to view political Marxist.
Yeah, it's there.
It's hard to view political Marxist.
So who's the political?
It's hard to view political Marxist.
So who's the political Marxist? I wonder who she's talking about.
Let's just forge again.
As I just said, I'm not sure why this is complicated. We've addressed it quite a few times in many circumstances. As has always been the policy at the White House, we don't discuss security clearances one way or the other.
She's talking about security clearances. I don't know. There's not
somebody there that we can point to.
Yeah.
She's talking in generic terms, I guess. About the opposition, political Marxists, Bolsheviks, Zionists. She knows. AIPAC.
Yep, you got it. Yep. All right, here's Soros saying he feels no guilt over posing as a Christian during Holocaust. Okay.
Well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away.
Of course. George, of course. No problem. Don't worry about it.
He says, stay calm.
Stay calm.
Stay calm.
Yep.
Stay calm.
Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Stay calm.
Yeah, that's
right. Long ago.
And here he is again.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was
strange. This one says they want to get me.
They want to get me.
Well, he's right. He's right about that. They want to nail him for that.
Yeah, I guess they do. Yeah. All right, here we have some interesting reversals. I don't know where this audio came from. So this is a guy who claims he's a time traveler from 2030. Okay, so let's see.
Oh, this will be interesting. There's several of these people out there now.
Yeah, there are. So let's see what he's got to say for himself.
I can say this with 100% certainty. I know many of you will not believe me, but I am simply telling you the truth. I am not giving my opinion on Donald Trump, but rather giving you the real, raw facts. This is my intention, whether you like it or not.
Okay. And he says backwards, I need a family.
I need a family.
Okay, what we're seeing is some of his motives behind his coming out with this story. He needs to feel wanted. He needs to feel belong.
So does that make him a real time traveler?
No, I don't think it does. No.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's lonely and I need a family. I'm tired of being a time traveler.
All right, okay. Fair enough.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I need a family. I've left my family behind. I'm tired of being alone.
Okay.
Who knows, David? I don't buy this stuff, but you never know. You never know.
Yeah, I know. I don't buy it either, so I guess I'm biased. But anyway, I didn't find these reversals. So, all right. So here's the next one.
I can say this with 100% certainty. I know many of you will not believe me.
No, that's the same forwards. Yeah, and the backwards. Evil follow me.
Evil follow me.
Ooh.
Evil follow me.
Well, that doesn't bode well.
Now, it's not he will, it's evil. I can't hear it too clearly. It's not he will follow me, it's evil follow me.
Okay, let's play it again.
He will follow me.
Ooh.
He will follow me.
No, it's evil.
He will follow me.
There's a V. There's a
right.
V.
Got it. I hear it now.
He will follow me.
So he needs a family, and he will follow him. All right. Well, see. Okay. So what these two, and we got one more. So let's play the next one, and then I'll tell you how I determine things. Here with the next one.
I can say this with 100%.
No, it's the same forwards. Hey, wow, a lot of reversals on that. And this one says honor the kill.
Honor the kill. Honor the kill.
I'll be bothered.
Honor the kill.
Don't know what he would mean by honor the kill. So I need a family. Evil follow me. Honor the kill. Okay, well, that's what these reversals aren't, is they aren't confirmation of what he's saying forwards. If someone's telling the truth, you can get extra reversals that confirm what they're saying. If they're lying, you're either going to get reversals that tell you why they're lying, or you're going to get reversals that are contradictory. Well, evil follow me, I would consider contradictory, and I need a family, I would consider a reason. So anyway, that's how I would interpret it.
I agree. Anything that we had? We had a couple of really good ones from last week. Do you remember what they were? They're always worth revisiting, if you can pull them up.
Yeah, I can pull up last week. Okay, so a
couple
last
of good
week,
ones.
All right, let me see. I can't remember. Oh, here's one: Judge Jeanine on Trump's transparency.
Where was their outrage when Barack Obama was sending millions of dollars to Iran on unmarked pallets and unmarked planes for the release of terrorists? When this president on his last day in office gave $221 million to the PLO and then $4 million to Palestinians.
And she says they're phony as hell.
Phony as hell.
Phony as hell. Yeah, well, they are. I agree with you. I like Judge Jeanine.
She's a very intense woman. Got real principles, and I agree.
Yeah. Oh, here's Newt Gingrich on FBI and uranium scandal.
On Uranium One probably doesn't bode well for Hillary. They knew nothing about it. They were shocked that it occurred.
This one says, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
Ooh.
You're a liar.
Not the best reversal.
You're a liar.
It's there, but it's a bit quick. See, I can't remember which one was which. All right, here's we don't want that one. Here's Trump addressing March for Life.
Mariana was 17 when she found out she was pregnant. At first, she felt like she had no place to turn. But when she told her parents, they responded with total love, total affection, total support. Great parents.
What a strange reversal. Jewish thy knife.
Jewish thy knife.
Huh.
What is it, David?
Jewish, as in J-W-I-S-H, Jewish thy knife.
Jewish thy knife.
Thy knife, T-H-Y?
Thy knife, correct.
Jewish, thy knife. That's really bizarre.
That's intense.
What's a forward again?
Okay, he's talking about a woman who, I'm trying to press stop. She's talking about a woman who's he's addressing the March for Life group. Pro-lifers. But Jewish say knife. I don't know. Does he not like the Jews and saying that the knife of abortion?
Well, she's saying that this is abortion, right?
Yeah, this is abortion.
Is she saying that? Is he talking about maybe in larger terms that Planned Parenthood is a Zionist genocidal effort against why, and they use a knife to do it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No, okay. All right, let's look at another one. Okay, here we have Obama talking about Hillary's emails.
Everybody else learned it through news reports.
Were you disappointed?
Let me just say that Hillary Clinton is and has been an outstanding public servant. She was a great Secretary of State for me.
Oh, jeez, he's so full of it.
He is the worst.
Yeah, we're out of time. All right, no worries. Okay.
That was a very interesting group, David. And Naomi, you keep working all this week because David has to come back next Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. I know she's listening. I'm sure she's just...
And there's a lot going on out there, young lady. So... Hope you can pull up some stuff. I mean, every day there are sound bites coming out now that are well worth taking a look at. And good job, as always. Thank you, Naomi.
All right.
And thank you, David.
No worries, man.
Say hello to Jeff up there in Christmas Valley, huh?
I'll do that for you.
Okay. Thanks.
See you, mate. Bye.
Good night. All right. There's your latest reverse speech. All the syllables, all the words, just remarkable. Okay, we will be back on Tuesday night. That's tomorrow. And we got fascinating material. Tomorrow night, Tony Gepardi is going to be here and talk about his book, We Poisoned Our Grandchildren. And we're going to talk also to Ann Tracy about this Florida shooting and the pharmacological catastrophe that is causing and involved with so many of these tomorrow night. But Tony and his book, We Poisoned Our Grandchildren, tomorrow night he's going to talk about his views about what's really behind the GMO movement. And it's not of this planet. And that's going to be fascinating. I can't wait to hear if you've heard the last two, you'll know this is a very, very sharp man. So that's tomorrow night. Hope to have the pleasure of your company then. Take care, and we'll talk then.